Flowers bloom in the forest. Some flowers are used for worship in the temple. Some settle in flower vases. But some flowers bloom in anonymity. In a while, they dry and drop dead on the ground. Nobody notices their coming and going. But that does not make their blooming a lie. Said Boshanto Jana, an artist of rare novelty, gone missing for good in the annals of history. Living in an obscure village of Bengal, the young man could manage only the job of a daily laborer. Extreme crisis, even to manage a square meal for the family, crushed his spirits. But still, it did not deter the young man from painting. He could not help but paint in passionate gusto. The calling of art was inviolable for him, though he knew that such luxury was way beyond his means. It was 1948. One fine day, he noticed a painting in Jugantor newspaper. The artist was the living legend, Jamini Roy. The simplicity of the painting mesmerized him. It resonated with the way he himself painted. Thrilled, the poor young man from the village wrote a letter to the newspaper requesting for the address of Jamini Roy. Let me not narrate every specific detail, but in short, soon Boshanto Jana arrived at the studio of Jamini Roy with his paintings. That was the beginning of their relationship, which lasted until the legend passed away. Boshanto kept visiting his house at Baliganj Place in Calcutta on a regular basis. Jamini Roy appreciated his art. Boshanto was obliged. He conveyed the agonies of his financial struggle to Jamini Roy. The legend often sent him money. Well, not a lot of money, but 15 rupees most often for a month. Meanwhile, Boshanto managed a job of security guard for a college nearby. That salary and the pittance offered by the legendary artist somehow kept his family afloat. What actually transpired between them is not very clear, but we have some idea. The lack of clarity is due to the loads of letters found from Boshanto Jana. All those letters that Jamini Roy wrote to him in response to his letters. The resounding emptiness in the information exists because none of the letters written by Boshanto Jana could be recovered from Jamini Roy's house. But from the letters written by Jamini Roy, a few inferences can be drawn with fair conviction. Boshanto Jana sent by post as well as carried his paintings in person to show to Jamini Roy in regular frequency. The paintings remained with Jamini Roy. What happened to such artworks? We do not know because none of it could be recovered from the family members of Jamini Roy after his death. Often, Jamini Roy asked the young artist to send paintings in the form of rough sketches. The utility of such request is not clear. In the letters written by the legend, we find frequent assurance that something would be done by Jamini Roy to bail Boshanto Jana out of his misery. In fact, there are hints of assurance that the young and poor artist was on the right track in terms of his painting. And something was to happen in that regard too. Well, nothing happened until the end of the life of Jamini Roy. Rather, all the letters written by Boshanto and the paintings handed over to the legend simply vanished into thin air. At some point, Jamini Roy kept insisting Boshanto that he should paint a few versions of the Jesus Christ. You may recall that in my previous episode on Jamini Roy, I mentioned that the legend did several paintings of the Jesus. The reason is unclear anyway, as for how his concern for the Santhal tribes made him paint Jesus Christ. But this request for some sample paintings of Christ to the poor artist from village raises some unanswered questions. Jamini Roy was engaged in painting Jesus Christ in his signature style at the time. Now, let me mention something very interesting. The styles of painting by both artists were almost identical, except for the fact that Boshanto's paintings pulsated with way more vitality and spirit than those of Jamini Roy. Also, it looks like Boshanto did not adopt the total replacement of shade with flat colors. We cannot access much of his paintings because most of it was handed over to Jamini Roy, and as I said, the paintings disappeared from Jamini Roy's custody. During the entire stretch of almost two decades, Jamini Roy kept giving assurance and a little bit of money to Bosanto. The legend definitely saw the greatness in the paintings of a poor young artist. But not even once did he expose Bosanto to the powerful circle he was part of. In many letters, Jamini Roy spoke about his ill health as an excuse of not being able to send the money he promised. But peculiarly, when he was actually very sick that led to his death, he did not inform Bosanto. Why? We have no idea. It appears as if during his severe sickness, who's who of the city would have dropped in, and the presence of Bosanto might have exposed some mystery that he was guarding with care. We shall probably never get the answers to these why and what. Both artists are dead. Some years ago, when an exhibition was organized to bring the paintings of Bosanto Jana to light, there was vicious and savage criticism by so-called expert art critics of Calcutta. They said that Bosanto was a copycat and his paintings were shameless imitations of the legend's work. Ironically though, paintings by Bosanto are far more alive and spirited. Like Jamini Roy's beautiful speechless compositions, Bosanto Jana's artworks are not skin deep. They don't come dressed in beautiful clothes and stand dumb, but they engage in dialogues with the viewer. Later, there had been attempts by some people of authority and power to purchase his entire lot of paintings still available at some ad hoc prices each, as if someone or some set of people were eager to make the paintings disappear off the face of the earth. This attempt partially succeeded. Thankfully, some paintings remained in existence that did not disappear through such a mysterious buyer. We come to know about these details from the extensive research and pursuit of truth by artist Pradosh Pal and his brother Atish Pal. They were silenced by a large section of art community. However, they wrote a beautiful book at a later date with every detail they could gather. I was also cautioned by some well-wisher while I was working on this episode. There are plenty of rich and powerful people who are heavily invested in Jamini Roy's painting. Too much awareness about the existence of another hapless artist in the shadow behind his paintings may rattle the image and thereby crash the prices. What about the investments then? After all, money is a more powerful truth than truth itself, no?